My name is Mia Birdsong. I'm an activist and author, and my advice is on giving help.
If you don't think too much about it, it seems like offering help is a pretty basic thing that might not need instruction. But there's a lot of dynamics to be aware of. And I know that breaking it down with Mia was at least helpful for me.
I mean, Americans in general are very allergic to asking for help. So part of how I think about providing help in a way that's not burdensome is, one, an acknowledgement of like just how hard it is for people to ask. But it also is that if someone is in a hard place or is experiencing, you know, trauma or pain or whatever, saying things like, you know, let me know if you need anything.
Which is like the classic way a lot of us offer help.
Yes, right? Like, and it's because we want to be available. Like, we want to like let folks know that we're available. But what that does is, one, it requires that they like figure out what would actually be helpful. And sometimes people just really like truly don't know. Two, it requires that they do the like calculus of figuring out whether or not you're someone who can provide that support. And then three, they have to actually make the ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like if somebody's already struggling, that's like all of that is just like a lot of extra work and they're just not going to do it. I think that what has been happening for me is that people who I'm in relationship with, like people who I'm close to, are noticing that, you know, like after George Floyd was murdered, I was holding a lot of space for Black folks to process rage and grief and just all this stuff, in addition to, you know, kind of like feeling my own. And, you know, and I had a friend, my friend Allie texted me and she said, I would like to bring your family dinner. Like, what day do you want it? Like, so I didn't have to, you know, and it's not like I was suddenly in a position where like we didn't have any food, right? Like I could have made dinner, but what she was wanting to do was like provide some ease. It meant that like I didn't have to figure out dinner, you know, the evening I asked her to bring it. And it just required that I said yes, right? And then give her a day. And part of it was that she was inserting herself into my life, right? She was leaning into what she knows about me as a person and into our relationship in a way that like requires a little bit of vulnerability and bravery for both of us, right? So I have to be like vulnerable and brave enough to admit that her bringing dinner would bring me some ease and I have to say yes to it. And she has to be brave in the offer, right? The specificity of it, the assumption that's built into it.
Do you notice in your relationships when there feels like an imbalance in, you know, how much help is coming in and how much is going out?
This is a great one because I've been thinking about this too. There's this idea of like fairness and like equity or even equality in a relationship, and this idea that there's going to, you know, with two people, there's going to be balance. And I've started to kind of interrogate that for myself. You know, I think there are absolutely some instances in which like two people are in a relationship and one of them is clearly like showing up way more than the other person, and the other person like needs to get their shit together and like be present, or the person who's showing up more needs to really set better boundaries and not be doing that, or like, you know, then they need to have conversations and whatever. So there's that piece. But I also think that like some of us have more capacity than others. And people with less capacity should not be only get to be in relationships with other people who don't have a lot of capacity, right? And not receive what they need. So I think part of it is that we need to not think of relationships as like this duality where there's just like two people, but that, you know, I'm in relationships with many people and I need to make sure that I'm getting my needs met, but it doesn't have to be an equal exchange with each of those people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Part of it is about moving away from the idea that we are in like a series of couples, right, with other people, but actually recognizing that like we each have our like network of people. And I think having that like a network frame for that for me for some reason helps me feel clearer about the fact that my relationships don't have to be this like 50-50 thing.
Mia Birdsong is the author of How We Show Up, Reclaiming Family, Friendship, and Community. She's also the host of the podcast More Than Enough. Thanks for listening to The Best Advice Show. You can find us at bestadvice.show, where there are dozens and dozens and dozens of other episodes, little tiny morsels of advice that I'm hoping help you make it through. Talk to you soon.